Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for my sweet friend, Rav Yosef Hatzadik Avidan, with whom I learned Kitvei Harav Kook, or Kitvei Harav Kook, if we will use this Sephardic pronunciation. And we're going to be learning a little bit about Chanukah, and this is in his schus. My Chanukah, the Gemara says a famous question. This is based on the Sefer Ein Aya, page 63. Shabbos Chelek Aleph. My Chanukah. What's Chanukah? So the obvious question here is that already the Gemara has been discussing Chanukah for quite a while. The Gemara talks about the sugya of Kafsa Zakukla, Kafsa Ein Zakukla. What happens if it goes out? You relight it. Ner Yishu Beso, Mahajin, 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 Minna Mahajin. And then all of a sudden, after the whole discussion of Chanukah, we ask my Chanukah, what's Chanukah? We obviously know what Chanukah is. We've been discussing it. So Rashi says, Al Eizen Eiz Kva'uha. We know what Chanukah is. Everyone knows what Chanukah is. But on what what miracle were they koveya the holiday, the celebration of Chanukah? So Rav Kook here is all made in a very interesting nekuda. Why is it called Chanukah? We know there was the Chanukas HaMizbeach, the inauguration of the altar. So what's the inauguration? Inauguration, it's the beginning, it's the Chinuch. So why then is the holiday not called Chag HaChinuch? Why is it Chanukah? Chanukah is Lashon Nekeva, and Chanukah is a passive Lashon. When you're inaugurating something, you're doing Chinuch, it's something causative, it's active. You want to be mechanich them now for the future. What you're teaching them now is going to cause the Chanich, the person who's getting the Chinuch, to act a certain way in the future. So we should call it the Chag HaChinuch. Because you're being mechanech, the mizbeach, that in the future it should be a good mizbeach. It should can bring your karbanos in this mizbeach. That's what the inauguration. It's being mashpi on the future. So let's call it chinuch lashon zachar. That's what the topic that Rav Kook is going to be discussing here. Ha'ikanes b'inyan mechudash mitamid matmid yomar b'lashon hakodesh chinuch. When you're going into something that's going to be constant in the future, it's called chinuch. Chanoch lenar b'mechanech a young man. And it should have said Mizmor Shir Chinuch Habayis. Why do we say Chanukat Habayit? Mizmor Shir Chanukat Habayit LeDavid. V'chein b'stam Chinuch v'lo Chanukah. Stam, we talk about being mechanech. We say Chinuch. We don't say Chanukah. I want a Chanukah my child. No, I want to give my child Chinuch, not Chanukah. Omnam Erech HaChinuchu Shemashpi Al Yeter HaShanim Shel HaGadlut Shereein Yadua Lanu at kama yifal hachinuch, uma yeh mishpat hanar umasei. So the value of chinuch is that it's mashpia on the future. By the way, I learned this piece with my friend Rav Aaron Yisrael, Rav Moshe Mordechai Feit. So it should also be a schus for him and his family. That in his schus, I understand Rav Kook is talking about here. How is what I understand? Isn't it so difficult for me? So the value of chinuch is that it's mashpia on the later years of gadlus. We don't know when we have a child how the child is going to turn out. It's going to be good. I always tell people at a bris, I want to say to the happy parents, don't be so happy today. You don't know how this is going to end. Tov aleches al beis avel, aleches al beis hamishta, the pasuk says. Better go to a beis avel, because you go to a beis avel, you know there was a happy ending. You know that he or she lived a good life. You go to a beis mishta, you go to a wedding, it's 50-50 that they're going to get divorced, Rachmana litzlan. And on the 50 that they're not, they're going to have trouble. There's a pretty high percentage. The marriage is going to be so easy. With the kinderlach, they might have problems. You don't know. So chinuch is a very iffy proposition. You don't know how it's going to turn out. Omnam kol hergel tov mo'ilu po'el av lachshiro yoter ledrachim tovim. So you're right. It's mashpi on the future. But you don't know how that future is going to turn out. But that's why it's called chinuch. Chinuch is causative. It's lashon zachar, and it's poel. It's activating the future, and it's not mikabel mehem peula. It's not receptive. When you're giving a child chinuch, it's not being receptive of the future. It's causing the future. What you teach him now is going to cause him to behave a certain way in the future. Pulat Beit HaMikdash amnam alo yorosh el olam vapula gadola she'atidu la'asot be'olam gam batid yoter rechok kvar hu gamur ve'aruch merosh midvarim she'nevru kodem she'nevra olam. But the Beis HaMikdash is the light of the world. when we're doing the Chanukat HaBayit, we are not activating the future, because the light of the Beit HaMikdash was already there before the world was created. Psachim Nun Dal Ramud Aleph. Marom Merishon Makom Mikdashenu, says Jeremiah 17:12. Exalted from the beginning is the place of my Mikdash. Al Ken Berega Rishon Yisodo Kvar Huchnu Vehunchu Bo Kol HaDvarim HaGdolim She'atidu Lehitmalei Mehem Bizman HaYoter Meuchar. And therefore, at the very beginning, all of the great things were already there in potential. But the first call, therefore, when you inaugurate it, when you start it off, it's not bringing in Bekoach, it's not bringing in potential all of the future lights and all of the Kedusha that is going to appear in the future. No! It was already there before you did the Chinuch and the Chanukah in the first place. It was already there from the beginning of time. It was already there a long time ago. All that's happening when you're doing the Chanukah Sabayis is you're just enabling, you're just opening up the floodgates. You're just breaking down the dams so that all the water can flow, but all the water's already there. That wasn't created by the Chinuch. The Chinuch is just opening up this window and allowing all the Kedusha to come in, but the Kedusha's already there. The first Haschala, the first beginning, the Chanukas Habayis is not mashpia on the future. Everything is already pre-prepared. It can't be otherwise. There has to be a Beit HaMikdash. There has to be this Kedusha. Ki yisodo shel olam lo yimot, umaseh Hashem yeh leolam. The act of God is forever. Ela shehazmanim habaim mashpiim al hazman harishon. The future is mashpia now. Now, what's so great about the Chanukat HaBayit? Because it's just a fait accompli. You already know what's going to happen in the future. There's going to be tremendous Kedusha. There's going to be great lights. Beit HaMikdash is oro shel olam. You know that the or is already there. And the simcha of the Chanukah is the knowledge of what is going to happen already in the future. That it's already a done deal that all of these lights are going to come in. And therefore, al kein kuyai Chanukah. Chanukah's like something is pa'ul. It is receptive. Something is rashum. It's passive. It's receptive. But more, it's also lashon nekeva. Because we know that in Jewish thought, in Kabbalistic imagery, the Nekeva is the receiver. Also in reality, the Nekeva is the receiver. So therefore it's called Chanukah. It's Mushpat Mikoch Kol HaAtid. Ki Kol Ma Sheyeh B'Dor HaAchron Migilui Or HaShem Kvodo Al Yedei Or HaShem Shebabayit Nachon V'Nisa Asher Yenaru Elav Kol HaGoyim Hu Kvar Aruch B'Zman HaAtchala. All the lights of the future and the light of God and all of the Goyim flocking to the Beit HaMikdash is already there now. When did God teach us about the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash? By the Akedah, the pasuk says, Hashem Yireh, Hashem Asher Yamer Ayom, Behar Hashem Yireh. It will say, now, today, at the time of the Akedah, God's going to be seen on this mountain. Zot Menuchati Adeah. This is my dwelling place forever. So don't tell me that now at the Chanukat HaBayit, now is when we're bringing in all the lights. No! It was already there from time immemorial, from the Akedah before. The exalted, sublime future is fulfilling the beginning. Is mashpia is influencing, impacting the beginning, and not like chinuch pashut. You don't know she'ezah derech yivchar. Chinuch pashut is you don't know how he's gonna what path he's gonna choose. Here you know you're fakert. Au contraire, le adarabba. The future is mashpia on the now. The lights of the future are impacting the present Chanukat HaBayit. Therefore, it's Lashon Nekeva and passive. And therefore, it's not called Chinuch, which is Zachar Mashpia. It's called Chanukah, Nekeva Mekabelet. The Beis HaMikdash is Makom Oros Shel Olam, Bahatchala Kvar Yesh Hakol, page 64. Ela Shehazmanim Banim Yeshlimu V'Yefatchua. At the beginning, there's already everything. When you started the Chanukah Sabayis, that wasn't like bringing in the lights. Everything was already there prepared. Just the future is going to complete it and develop it. And therefore, Tikare Chanukah. Lashon Mekabelet U'Mushpat. When we talk she kayemet b'chol tzviona u'v'chol koach kedushata shel atir darachok hashalem b'tachlit gam be'etzim yimei harida v'halama. And since it's already there, it's already complete. The kedusha is already there in the, even the most the furthest future. And therefore, even al kain lo, even the days of yirid and halama, even when it's down, even when it's hidden, it's still there. The light of God is there forever. Al kain lo yichlu zarim b'rei agoyim lechabot ora legamrei. The goyim cannot completely distinguish the light of the Beis HaMikdash. Hisham adir lanu Hashem Elokeinu. Their great God is always there for us. See Isaiah 32:33-21. And as the Pasuk says in Isaiah 26:1, Ir az lanu Yeshua yashit chomot v'cher. On that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judea. The city is a stronghold for us. He will grant salvation to its high walls and outer walls. This is forever. And that's the Azeg Mor Bishir Mizmor Chanukat HaMizbeach. The Chanukat HaMizbeach is going to be finished at the end of days. Because what started now, this Chanukah, it just encapsulates the lights of even until the end of days. That wasn't the Iker light. It was already there before. It was just sort of an enabler. And then it's a process. It develops over time. And then at the end, we have the Chanukah Sabbath, Mizbeach, the Chanukah Sabbath, we're going to see at the end, Azeg Mor Bishir Mizmor, then we're going to start singing, wow, about the original Chanukah HaMizbeach. Wow, what lights were there? All the lights, even of Lasid Lavo, even of the Gula Shlema, was already there to start with. When we did the Chanukah Sabbath, we didn't realize what was going on over here. You don't know. When a child's born, you don't know what a grace and neshama the kid might have, the most unbelievable neshama. It's already there. It's already there from day one. You know. You see a baby now. But we know here for sure. This is Chanukah Sabbath. This is going to encapsulate the lights of all the generations in the Neirah Lav Kol HaGoyim. And even now, there's this Kedusha. It says in the Kli Yokar and Parashas Lech Lecha that to this day, if you have Git Gezinta Oigen, if you have good, healthy eyes, you can see the lights. You can see the Kedusha on Har HaBayis. It was already there from the beginning when Hashem made it. From before the creation of the world, the Gemara Pesachim says. Memela, it's called Chanukah, because this is receiving all the lights of the future. That's my Chanukah, so it's Hashem. We should be Zocha to learn more of these beautiful Torahs. No, you hear a Zat Torah, you dance, no question. So you can say over this over tonight when you're reading your Sufganiyot. We should all be Zocha, it's Hashem. Ta'azeg mor b'shir mizmor Chanukat HaMizbeach. במהרה בימינו, אמן ואמן. שלום, שלום. סבירי סמס.